It's awesome. Well, David, looking right now at this year, I think there's a little more optimism going into the year for Florida State. Now, I'm not going to say this in a bad way because everybody, I have to watch Cam Newton play tonight to get that off the table as a Patriot fan. So I'm not, so there's moments where I'm going to be yelling. But when it comes down to Florida State, there's been a couple bad years lately. However, there looks like some optimism. Mike Norvell is a pretty solid coach with a track record showing that at Memphis when you give him time. And Mackenzie Milton, a guy that I watch win a fake national title for us that nobody else celebrates, but a guy that, you know, clearly is good. He won at one point 16 straight ball games, and a guy that was up there for the Heisman at one point in the year that they went 13-0. Now he's there, but even if he's about 75-80%, to me, David, this is a year that there's a little more optimism in the air because of that quarterback position.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll say this, us Noles fans totally claim national title quarterback Mackenzie Milton as our starting quarterback. So appreciate you sending him off to us. No, he's football really does come down to, you know, having that leader in the backfield, and so it's just like a point guard in basketball. So when you have leadership and veteran leadership at the quarterback spot, you know, you're always going to position yourselves, your team, into a better position. So we're excited to see what he can do. Obviously, is he going to be the same quarterback as he was physically, two, 3 years ago? More than likely not. But, you know, the wisdom he brings, the experience he brings, the leadership, you know, the grit, the toughness, I mean, that goes a long way, especially to a team that's still young, learning how to grow and learning how to win. Having someone like him come in and impart that on the team is definitely exciting.
David, we're going to get to the event and more on it, but you can't talk Florida State, especially recently in the news, without mentioning what, you know, the late Bobby Bowden and what he meant. The legacy not only to Florida State, but to football in general and to so many lives. The way you look at stories of Warrick Dunn and how much he helps with single moms being raised that way, or a Derrick Brooks story when he's tearing up and you see Derrick and how he dedicates time to the community, and that's how Bobby, you know, would want it, or Charlie Ward and all the guys, just good people, Anquan Boldins. Just talk about, do you have any memories from Bobby Bowden and just overall, you know, what he meant to you as not only a fan, but somebody who's dedicated your time as a loyal Florida State fan as being a president of an alumni group?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, so it's one of those bittersweet. You know he's at peace. He was at peace with it for a while now, so that always gives you some comfort. But really, I mean, so many people that are Florida State fans, Florida State students, alumni, whatever it may be, a lot of them are because of Coach Bowden. It goes back to my father. My father followed Florida State, but when Coach Bowden came in, it was just a transformation, and he became a diehard, and it's just kind of led down from there. And I've thought about, would I have gone to Florida State? Would I be a Florida State fan if it wasn't for Coach Bowden? And that's, I don't know if I have that answer. But yeah, he's touched so many people, countless, you know, lives over the 60 plus years that he was involved with just Florida State. Whether it was actually as an actual coach or just in the community, and you know, it's just remarkable. It's, you almost can't put it into words, but yeah, as a kid, you know, my father would take us over to the games, and first thing I would do when I would get in the stands is I'd look for Coach Bowden. Where was he? I mean, all these great players from the Warrick Dunns to the, you know, you name it, and I was always looking for Coach Bowden first. And I think so many other people have said that same thing that I've spoken to over the past just several days or weeks leading up to Coach Bowden's passing. It really is remarkable. But I'm happy that he's at peace. You know, I find comfort in that. But it's never easy losing someone of, you know, that caliber.
David, looking right now at the event, I know last year was a little different because of COVID. You guys couldn't really call it, you know, event gatherings because, you know, really there wasn't much of it. But that didn't stop people from being in groups of 10, like Dak Prescott, quote, 10 people at his party, that look like a high school jamboree. But when it comes down to, I was just in there, but when it comes down to looking at the events this year, is it all back to normal? Because there's still some, you know, there's a lot of schools that are implementing mask policies or being 100% vaccinated. Is this officially now back to being where this is going to be a sanctioned alumni group? And on top of that, talk a little bit about the people that maybe are new to town or are looking because they missed out on last year and they're more hungry than ever to get with friends and family and watch the games. A little bit about your club and what goes into a Saturday down there at Seville.
Sure, I appreciate that. Yeah, so as of July 1st, the Florida State University Alumni Association has essentially released all clubs and chapters to essentially go back to what was normal to us pre-COVID, although we have to adhere to any local or state standards that may be in place. But here, being in Florida, obviously, we're following all of our guidelines here as well as locally within the city limits. But we're excited about it. I think the most recent I've seen is we're just on registration, which there's no registration to attend. It is free. This is our first ever. Every year we have this kickoff party, kind of gets us into the swing of the entire academic and athletic year for the university. It's a free event, always has been, and hopefully always will be. We want all fans, friends of the university, alumni, whether you're recent or maybe more tenured, to come and just network, meet and greet with the club. We're looking to always grow, right? It's a fantastic event. Thank you to ESPN Pensacola over the years for promoting it and pumping it for us. If not for our sponsors and for our partners here locally, we wouldn't be as successful as we are. But there's always room for growth and improvement. But as far as the actual club goes, yeah, we are an actual extension of the university. We are representatives of the university. So we do our best to promote FSU, all things FSU, from not just athletics, but obviously academics, community service. We want to be out there and be as visible to our community and our communities as possible to promote, all things FSU. So we're excited about it. This is kind of, like I said, our annual kind of kickoff event, not just for the football season, but also like, hey, this, we got multiple events, all the weekly watch parties that we do at Seville, community service events that we do, the academics events that we do for our local high schoolers and whatnot. I mean, it's really a neat experience to be a part of it. You don't even have to be an alumni to be a member of the Alumni Association Club. It doesn't work that way. If you're a friend or a fan of the university, come all, and we'll find a place for you. The more the merrier. So excited about it. It's going to be a fantastic event. Seville Quarter always does a great job of hosting us. We try to be the best club we could possibly be at all times. So we're excited about it. It's 1 week away. You've already mentioned the individuals that will be there. Mr. Curry, really excited to have him over. Unfortunately, we were actually hoping to get Mike Alford, who's the Boosters president, to come, but he had to unfortunately decline and take a rain check. He's been called into what they're calling a special board meeting to talk about conference alignment and realignment and shifting. So obviously don't want to pull him away from that. But he was gracious enough to send over kind of his right-hand man, Mr. Curry, who has oversight of the football program too. So he's going to speak to us about, just the ins and outs of the football program. Also, how things are going with the whole name, image, likeness, process that's been system that's been in place now for a couple months or so probably. And then also having Jeff Cameron and Corey Clark with like 30 plus years of just coverage of all things Florida State sports, so we'll be able to talk a little bit about just the whole complexities and the comprehensive look of, Florida State football, but also get into the weeds of how things have been looking at practices so far in fall camp, who's been kind of separating themselves, We have 12 transfers that have, I think FSU this year has the most transfers that have come in than any other university in college football. So that's not normally what you want to hear, but when you're trying to come out of a downward spiral over the past couple of years, you sometimes got to bring in some of those wily veterans from other programs that are maybe looking for a change in environment, whatever, to help them grow and help the team grow. So we've got some great guys. We've already spoken about Mackenzie Milton, just bringing that leadership in. So we're excited about the football program, where it's going. Obviously, the season is going to be indicative on how far we've grown. But I think we're in top five right now in recruiting, and that's pretty impressive when you come off a 3-win season the year before. So, you know, Coach Norvell and his staff are surely selling Florida State, but until you prove it on the field sometimes, that's obviously when the rubber meets the road. So, yeah, I mean, we're just excited, and, you know, let's try to build on that momentum. And, you know, if everyone can wants to show up and be a part of it next Thursday, it's a great opportunity to meet the club members and meet a few folks from FSU. We're actually going to have Keith Cottrell will be in town. He's a punter from the 1999 national title team. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. So,
yeah, I'm actually getting a word from a Twitter account here. It says unidentified Seminole, maybe non school university oriented. It says Bob Stoops may or may not be showing up. Is that true on this as well? No, I'm just those
it's
rumors
Bob
will
continue.
Those will always be fun. But I know we got off the plane and met with people, but I'm done touching that one for sure. And I think that is long past. You got the right coach, and well, hopefully, the only time will tell. But he seems to be, you know, good guy. After he went through a lot too, not only with the record, but remember some of the guys that called him out that were no longer part of the team, or, you know, they backtracked from their comments, and, you know, he had to deal with that. And a lot of guys, he had to calmly do a lot of things that the next step, if he would have taken the opposite route, could have cost him his job. And instead, people became more of a friend of his because the truth came out. So I think he's done a good job of handling things, but they were 3-6. If people understand, so Mike Norvell is, you know, there's going to be a lot of eyes on them, and they get Notre Dame right out of the gate. I just saw Jeff Waynes walk by right now, and yeah, so with wasting no time, this is going to be, you know, a game. It's a Sunday night game too, so that's a game where all eyes are going to be on that game. It's not, you know, spread out 5% with all your teams across the board. Everybody, it's a football fan, is going to be watching Florida State Notre Dame. So if they go out there and put up a big show, that's going to show to a lot of people, man, this team's back. And a lot of people will forget those other years. So this is such a vital kickoff to their season more than ever.
Absolutely. I appreciate you mentioning that. So, yeah, we're excited. I think most realistic, reasonable fans of the program that have been following know that, you know, we still got a ways to go to get back to, you know, the years that we're kind of accustomed to in Tallahassee. But, you know, this is a good gauge for us, you know, come out against a national powerhouse, you know, program like Notre Dame, and just see, you know, the type of fight and grit and competitiveness that we bring. As you said about Coach Norvell, I mean, he was very tactful in his approach. I think he knew when you go into when you're taking over a program that's got, you know, multiple like losing seasons in a row or right at losing seasons in a row, it's going to take some time to maybe weed out some of the issues and, you know, and bring in, you know, leadership and, you know, more, individuals that are bought in. Right. So I think we're getting there. We're, you know, my take on this season is just show me some improvement, show the recruits and the, you know, upcoming season and the next couple classes that, you know, we're showing growth, and that's how you get there. Would it be fantastic that we hit double digits this year? Sure. But I don't think anyone that's a realistic fan expects that in the 2021 season. We just want to see growth. We want to see improvement. We want to see that we're competitive in our losses, that we're not, you know, losing by multiple touchdowns, that we're, you know, giving teams fights. Then you can sell yourself. You can sell that to the recruits.